views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening at radio. We are on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, knowledge, inspiration, and of course, some fun. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted healers, speakers, and authors really helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. And that's why I created the show. Before I introduce our fabulous guest for the week, I just wanted to take a minute to introduce myself, since this is the premiere of the show. Wow, I'm so excited to be here. I am a psychologist, PhD social psychology. I spent the last 7 years in academia where I was teaching human sexuality. Boy, that's a fun class. and I decided that I love teaching, but it was time for me to kind of expand my horizons and really reach more people and try to help more people. So I started writing for The Mind Unleashed, a wonderful website on the internet that has over 6 million Facebook followers. And I started my own website called The Lucid Planet. I did this because we live in this world where there's so much stress and anxiety, particularly these days, there's chaos out there. And it's really important that we stay positive and that we understand how negativity affects us. And so I created Lucid Planet just to help bring a positive attitude towards news and talk about solutions and not just problems. Secondly, I also want to give a shout out to my mentor and my radio inspiration, Dr. Pat Basile. If you haven't heard of the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio, you're really missing out on some great stuff. This is some of the most inspiring, thought-provoking, transformational content there is, all across different fields like spirituality, psychology, science, and more. This Dr. Pat Show is a really intelligent, smart show. And she is on Monday through Thursday on 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. So that being said, I would love to get to our guest for him. And really, I want to start by asking our listeners the question, are you looking for solutions to improve your mental and emotional health without prescription drugs? So many of us experience depression, anxiety, insomnia. Maybe we don't want to take antidepressants, or we don't want to take Ambien, or we don't want to take Xanax every day. Is there something else that you can do? And, you know, do you want to know more about how holistic and herbal medicines can really help you to do this? And so today I am really, really excited to introduce renowned author, herbalist, and college professor, Bridget Mars, who is here to discuss how to improve your mental and emotional well-being with natural remedies. And we're talking food, raw food, herbs, oils, supplements. These remedies can help you heal anxiety, depression, help improve your memory, your sleep, and even enhance your sex life, which is wonderful. And in addition to being a world-famous author and herbalist, Brigitte also teaches numerous college courses, workshops, conferences you can attend. She has a new iPhone app out called iPlant, and you can find it all on her website, which is BrigitteMars.com. So let's give a big welcome to Brigitte Mars on Lucid Planet Radio. Hello, Brigitte.
Thank you so much, Kelly. That was a beautiful introduction, and I love everything you say about this show, and I wish you so much success with it. Lucid Planet, yes, we all need to be about making this world a better place. So thank you for your contribution.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I really look up to you. You've been one of the most prolific authors in the natural medicine field. And I want to know, how did you get into this? What is your inspiration?
Well, at a very young age, I have this French-Canadian grandmother who's no longer on the planet, but she grew herbs and knew about all kinds of natural things. She had a garden, and I remember one experience where we found a little wounded bird in the woods, and she let me bring it home and put herbal salve on it and feed it some special plants, and it got well. And I thought, I want to be able to do that when I grow up. Of course, I wanted to keep it as a pet, too, but, you know, it had to fly away and be with its family. But by the time I was 15 and I went to an all-girls boarding school, I was sort of the alternative nurse. So my classmates would come to my room and I'd give them herbal remedies for their headaches and cramps and things to help them study. So I was experimenting on my friends, but really herbs have been used by millions of people for thousands of years. So it's really pretty safe to do if you just follow what has already been done.
Mm-hmm. This is really our human heritage.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes, you know, you wonder, like, have you known this for lifetimes and it just naturally kind of comes to you? You know, where does the information come from? Have you done a lot of research? Have you experimented with a lot of these different plants and figured out little secret remedies and recipes for what works and what doesn't work?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I've been in this field for so long. I've had such amazing feedback from people who say that it does work. But, Kelly, I think that we need to be aware that natural medicine is really best for people that are motivated. If all people want to do is take a pill and they're not willing to look at their emotional relationships, how they eat, addictions that they might have, you know, you can't just count on a pill. It's really like a whole lifestyle thing, and every aspect that we can have control over can have effect on our psyche as well as our physical bodies.
Absolutely. So how would you define, I guess, for our listeners, maybe holistic medicine or natural medicine?
Well, I would say that it really encompasses body, mind, and spirit. And so, you know, if a person has a health concern, it might be good to look at, well, when did it start happening? Were there any emotional factors that were going on? And then we might look at, is there anything sort of energetically that I could do, such as you want to lose weight or you want to make fibroids go away? Maybe it would be helpful to get rid of stuff in your life, like stuff that's clogging everything up, the basement, the closets, the, you know, books you've already read, the clothes that don't fit or you're never going to wear again. So make space. And then I would say, how can we eat better? And, you know, there's a lot of different philosophies on what everybody should eat. But I think a lot of people are addicted to things that they're intolerant or sensitive to. So I find a lot of people just improve greatly if they could identify what some of these allergens / addictions are and substitute them with something healthier. And then there's herbs, and then there's vitamins, and then maybe we need to do drugs and surgery. But if people paid attention to all the lifestyle things first, the emotional concerns, the diet, the feng shui of their house, it might never get to drugs or surgery.
I totally agree. And I think it's wonderful that this information is now out here, because for me, a lot of this comes from just not knowing that we have all these options, you know, and that we need to take care of these things. We're taught this cause and effect relationship, right? Where you take the pill and the problem goes away, or you have the surgery and the problem goes away. But we know that these things are systemic. They're so much deeper. And I wanted to just ask you really quickly, you said something so interesting, addicted to intolerance, that we become addicted to things like gluten or sugar. I would love to hear from you how to break that addiction.
It's so interesting, and it really surprises people. Like, what? How can I be addicted to what I'm sensitive to? And it's been found that, you know, if we crave something, let's say it's gluten or sugar or cheese or milk or peanut butter or something like that, which are all in the top 10 allergens, along with corn and soy and shellfish, et cetera, we might crave these things because it stimulates an immune response, meaning it's going to increase inflammation, increase white blood cell production, increase the production of antibodies to destroy what the body might see as an invader. And we actually feel a little comforted, or maybe even a little like, oh, I feel so much better. I just ate my allergen. You come home and you're thinking, oh, I can't wait to have, you know, pizza and beer or peanut butter and bread or whatever it might be. And so we get used to this increase in elevated antibodies, and we actually get addicted to that feeling. And so I find that people crave, which also is very much like being addicted. We're like, I have to have it. I have to have it. And I know for a while I worked with a psychiatrist, and, you know, most psychiatrists don't ask about, well, what do you eat? What are your cravings? What's your relationship with sugar? How much bread do you eat? So that's really a great place to start, because we don't want people to just take a pill, even though St. John's wort might be good for depression and maybe used instead of, say, Prozac. We really want to address the underlying condition. And
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're eating things that are making us sick. Mm-hmm. And we need to find a way to enjoy eating healthy things and integrate them into our routines and listen to our bodies and figure out what works and what doesn't work. And so I think that that's really something that people can learn from you, your recipe books, and everything that's on your website, the iPlant, figuring out which plants are good and which ones, you know, maybe they should stay away from. And so I can't wait. We're going to be going to the break in a second. And as soon as we come back, we're going to talk more about which foods, herbs, oils, and supplements we need to eat to improve our mental health and our emotional being. So stay tuned on Lucid Planet. We will be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is herbalist and renowned holistic healer Brigitte Mars, who is talking with us about how to use natural remedies to improve our mental and emotional well-being, not just our physical well-being. Before we continue, Brigitte, I would love to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you, how to find you, how to download your app and read your books. Can you give your contact info to our listeners?
Thanks so much, Kelly. Indeed, it's Brigitte Mars, spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, Mars, like the planet, M-A-R-S.com. And there you'll find all kinds of articles and YouTubes. I also have a YouTube station. And my latest book is called The Home Reference to Holistic Health and Healing. And this is actually a book on mental health, natural remedies for depression, anger, anxiety, fear, heartbreak, all the things that we seem to go through once in a while in this life on Earth.
Indeed. Maybe more than once in a while for some of us. I would love to get into some of that and talk to you a little bit about raw food and maybe how raw food is associated with depression, anxiety, grief, fear, loss. And I guess the first question that I have is, you know, what is raw food exactly and why is it good to eat raw food? There's a lot of differing opinions or confusion from people on, you know, why raw food is kind of healing to the body. I'd love to hear your take on it.
Okay. And, you know, I want to say that I ate 100% raw for 10 years. And I don't now. I eat what I call high raw, mostly vegan, but sometimes flexible. That's sort of what I say about it. But
I like that. I like that a lot. Not, you know, constraining yourself, but actually listening to your body, you know.
And, you know, we found in medicine that almost all disorders are due to some type of inflammation. So all the conditions that end in itis, like arthritis, cystitis, colitis, tonsillitis, bursitis, it's all some type of inflammation. And what reduces inflammation are something that's found in uncooked food called enzymes. So enzymes reduce inflammation. And if you went to a natural food store and said, you know, I have gout, my toes are all inflamed, they might recommend some kind of enzyme, maybe bromelain or some kind of multi-spectrum enzyme. So basically, when we eat a lot of raw food, meaning like a big salad every day or more fresh fruits or vegetables, not only are we going to be more alkaline, which can help us to be in a more calm state, able to complete our task, able to feel grounded on this planet, not so anxious, not lethargic, but we also are going to get a plethora of enzymes. And you know, it's funny, when people feel bad, they often say things like, I'm fried, or I'm zapped, or I'm baked, or I'm, I don't know, like, fried, baked, and toasted. It kind of means that, like, I'm not really functional. And don't we really want to feel more fresh, alive, you know, colorful? And so in herbal medicine, there's this ancient philosophy called the doctrine of signatures, that plants tell us what they're good for by the way they look and by the way they grow. And so just one simple brief example is, if you plant a raw sunflower seed, it could grow into a 10-foot tall plant. If you plant a roasted, salted sunflower seed, it's going to rot in the ground. So which one do you think is going to make you feel more like, you know, like a superhuman? So I'm going for superhuman here. We're only on Earth for a little while, and I want to make a big difference, just like you do. So
absolutely, you know, and we all have that within ourselves to be superhumans and to be healers. We're all healers, and our bodies have the ability to heal, but we need to give our bodies the tools. And this sounds like a really important tool. So let me ask you then, maybe we could talk about foods and some of the specific issues that people have. You know, we know that 55%+ of the population experiences, you know, major to severe depression. or I guess maybe minor to major, some level of the depression spectrum. And we could argue it's even higher depending on, you know, what kind of definitions and testing we're using. How does food relate to depression?
Well, according to the principles of Chinese medicine, there's a lot of reasons why people might have depression. Sometimes we're depressed because we just went through a breakup or we're not happy in our job. But there's also a more biochemical depression. And in Chinese medicine, besides things like, you know, thyroid function, low thyroid, for example, we really want to think about the health of our liver. Mm. And, you know, it's interesting. In France and in China, one of the ways we ask, how's it going? In France, they say, comment va votre foie? How goes your liver? As if the liver's some sort of indicator of our moods. And Americans really mess with their livers by starting our day with coffee. You know, you haven't eaten in 12 hours and the first thing you're going to have is coffee.
What does coffee do to the liver?
Well, coffee is an irritant, and it also stimulates adrenaline production, and adrenaline is great. We need adrenaline when we're in an emergency situation, but is that how you want to start your day when, I mean, unless you have to lift a car off a small child from an accident, we don't need to be in that adrenaline hyperactive mode first thing in the morning. And again, I think most people can probably handle a cup of coffee a day, but the cups have gotten bigger. Another big thing, Kelly, is the poor quality oils. So our liver loves it when we eat greens, big salad every day. And then if we would improve the quality of oils that we eat, such as making our own salad dressing with olive oil and really foregoing pre-made salad dressings made with soy and canola oil, which actually have a lot of free radicals in them. And free radicals are not just people that live in Boulder. They're unpaired molecules that cause cellular damage throughout the body.
Yes. Sorry, that made me laugh as someone who was just living in Boulder. Anyway, so what you're saying is we've been stuck in this vicious cycle where we're constantly putting things in that are really damaging us, and it's affecting our well-being, which is then in turn affecting our mental health. But we're not conscious of this kind of cycle. We attribute it to other things going on, the stress from work, the stress from life. But in actuality, there's an additional layer of stress being put on our body because of what we're doing to our bodies.
Absolutely. And, you know, it used to be years ago, and perhaps still today on some parts of the world, when a hunter would kill an animal, they would eat that part of the animal that they thought was going to give them courage or fertility or, you know, better eyesight. And now, and, you know, I think that there's probably truth in that when people were eating wild animals. But now people are eating animals that are depressed, anxious, overcrowded in horrible, hellacious, bad smelling environments with fluorescent lights left on 24 hours. Is it possible that eating really depressed animals might be making people depressed, anxious, fearful, angry, etc.?
Like some kind of energy transference, and then also the hormones that are in the food from the animals being stressed.
And all of those things add extra toxins to our liver, because our human liver is not only having to deal with the animal's naturally occurring hormones, but now we've got the drug hormones. And, you know, it's really, there's just so much that needs to change. And, you know, doing a show like this really gives all of us the opportunity to say, yeah, there's things that I can do. We can complain about the state of the world and this food concerns, but what can we do to make it better? And there are choices.
You know, you make a great point. Two things. Like, first of all, voting with your dollar is a very real phenomenon. And sometimes these changes take time to actually see registered. So, for example, you know, I just read that McDonald's is closing 700 stores amid massive drops in their stock because people are really starting to wake up to the fact that this is not really a proper thing to be eating for their health and their well-being. So things are absolutely changing and will continue to change as we keep waking up and we demand better for ourselves. My second point is just regarding meat. I'm one of those people, you know, I almost died of anemia a couple of years ago. And I'm one of those people who I like the way meat makes me feel, but I don't eat it all the time. And I'm not really ready to completely give it up. And so I guess my question for you is, are there certain meats or certain types of meats that I should be looking for are people who are in the same boat as me, who want to eat sustainably. They don't want to eat this really toxic, fearful meat that's come from horrible conditions. What do we look for if we still want to eat meat?
Well, you know, I think everybody's concerned about the cost of everything. But I think when it comes to animal products, that's not a place where you want to cut corners. So, you know, meat, there's free range, there's grass fed. So, for example, grass fed, most animals are being fed grains, and that is not their natural diet. Even though grains come from grass, animals in nature or living a more natural life will eat grass, not grains. And grains make the animals get fat faster. So, you know, again, this is a great opportunity to vote with your dollars and support small local farmers who, you know, are not doing mega farming, you know, poor agricultural practices where all the animals are routinely fed hormones and antibiotics. If you're eating fish, wild caught would be better, but we also need to look at what's sustainable. Sometimes you'll see an ad and it'll say, oh, North Atlantic cod. And you'll say, oh, that's so wonderful, North Atlantic cod. And it turns out it's a farm in New Jersey where the fish are. It's not really like fish that are outside. And so,
Do your research.
And the same thing about, you know, eggs, like pasture raised would be the healthiest when it comes to eggs, because cage free might mean that they're still crowded into a warehouse. So we want to, you know, if you are going to eat animal products, you want to support the most humane aspects of it and support the farmers who are making a difference.
Absolutely. I think that's really important. And so I guess the question is then, if you're going to include meat in your diet, or even if you're not including meat in your diet, what are some of the plant-based foods that can help stave off these emotional stressors, the depression or the anxiety or the insomnia? What do you think? And we'll talk more about this after the break. You know, as soon as we get back, we will really explore the foods, herbs, and oils that can help you improve your mental health and emotional well-being. So stay tuned to Lucid Planet Radio, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
All right, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, getting a little funky with it. I have Brigitte Mars here talking about natural remedies and how they can help you improve not just your body, but also the emotions and the mind. And so now I'm really excited. We're going to talk about the specific foods, herbs, oils, and supplements and how they can help certain mental health conditions, depression, anxiety, enhancing your intelligence, improving your memory, sex life. So Brigitte, why don't we start? We can start with whatever you want to start with, maybe depression, anxiety, insomnia.
Okay. Well, for depression, I mentioned earlier eating greens, but our liver also loves it when we eat the sour flavor. And so the sour flavor is going to be in things like berries and drinking lemon and water. So if we could do things that were invigorating and cleansing to our liver, that right there would help our moods. And then you know, we also spoke earlier about eating things that we're allergic to. We know that allergies or food intolerances can cause inflammation in our joints, our sinuses, our ears, but also in our brain. So looking at what some of the common allergens are, you might find that your moods improve greatly by going off, you know, say dairy or gluten. And people think that gluten intolerance only affects celiac, but it can affect many, many other aspects of the body. So,
I ended up with hypothyroid. I've never had a thyroid problem. And all of a sudden I had an enlarged thyroid and we did not know what was going on. And I stopped eating gluten for 3 months and it went back to normal size. So, but I'm not celiac. So people who say, oh, this whole gluten thing is BS and it's just another trend and you're such a bolder thing. It can be a real thing for a lot of people that inflammation can reach a point where our body just starts to, the organs start to respond to it negatively.
Thanks for sharing that. And so, sure. You know, I would remind listeners, eat a wide variety of colors. And this doesn't mean, you know, jelly beans. We're talking about, you know, go for the darkest orange winter squashes, sweet potatoes rather than white potatoes, really red berries, blueberries, the darkest greens, kale, way over iceberg lettuce. So just eating a wide variety of colors is going to make a huge difference. And when it comes to anxiety, I see a lot of people who suffer from panic attacks, and it's known that very often when they suffer from a panic attack, their blood sugar is really low. So what can make our blood sugar low? skipping breakfast, skipping lunch, eating just something really sweet like coffee and a sweet pastry, that can make your blood sugar go way up. And then when the effects wear off, your blood sugar is really low and you can easily feel overwhelmed.
That crash, that shaky crash feeling.
Mm-hmm. And so having some healthy snacks with you, you know, I think it's really a responsibility to, you know, have some snacks with you so you don't end up just getting something out of the vending machine, you know, chips or a candy bar because you're hungry. So you want to have something healthy all around, you know, a trail mix or something with nuts in it, or, you know, rice crackers or something like that. And think about having breakfast.
Have breakfast. We know breakfast is good for your memory. I'm thinking like your intelligence and your memory, you know, it's brain food. It's giving your brain what it needs versus what it doesn't need, right?
So absolutely. And you know, one of my favorite foods, which I often have for breakfast, had it this morning, is soaked chia seeds. So chia seeds are really high in brain healthy omega-3 fatty acids. Also, I like to get the black chia seeds, which are said to be really beneficial for strengthening our kidneys and helping us to be less fearful. So you just soak about a quarter cup of chia seeds in a cup of water overnight. And in the morning, add things like blueberries and walnuts and raisins, or chopped apples, for example, cinnamon, which
sounds
also
delicious.
Keeps our blood sugar level stable. And that's an amazing breakfast. I love that.
You had some, you know, for our listeners out there who haven't read any of Brigitte's work or her cookbooks, she's got some fantastic recipes out there. And they're designed to really give you the flavor and the experience of the foods that you love, but the health benefits. I have a great list of raw hemp seed recipes that I'll be posting on the Lucid Planet, courtesy of Brigitte, a little bonus for our listeners. And I saw some great hemp seed granola on there, for example, or a hemp muesli for breakfast, and even make your own hemp milk with your hemp muesli, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit of, can you tell us a little bit about hemp and why it's so good for you?
Well, I mean, you know, fortunately, I'm really proud to live in a state that has recognized that hemp just might have some therapeutic benefits, but hemp is from the cannabis plant. However, hemp seed is not in any way psychoactive. It's actually a very good source of protein next to soybeans as far as vegetarian proteins, but so much easier to digest than soybeans. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to go off dairy and start drinking soy milk and find that they have, you know, even worse digestive symptoms.
Absolutely.
So hemp is a high protein seed, high in vitamin E and high in minerals. It's mildly lubricating to the colon, so it's great for promoting regularity. And it tastes really nice. So that's a great way to up protein. But we also are going to have protein in green leafy vegetables like kale and raw nuts and seeds. But yeah, hemp is amazing. And I wrote a hemp cookbook with my friend Richard Rose several years ago, the Hemp Nut Health and Cookbook. And it was, you know, the recipes are really delicious.
Yeah, well, I mean, just looking at the ones on this list, there was like a vegetarian pot pie, there was hemp ice cream. I just want to try this stuff, you know, I'm so curious. And I would just love to have those substitutes for all those inflammatory foods, but know that they're actually nurturing my body, because it's so much more than just the way things taste at the end of the day. This is our fuel, and we get out what we put into ourselves.
And even our snacks can be health-giving. You know, the idea that we're going to have a snack and it's really going to derail us or make us feel bad. I mean, there's so many things that could really be healthy, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables and, you know, instead of chips, maybe popcorn with nutritional yeast, or, you know, rather than having ice cream, maybe yogurt would be a healthier step in the right direction, or maybe you know, nut butters,
yes,
butter and raw tahini. Tahini is really high in calcium. So you can have snacks. I think it's wonderful. I love snacks. I like raw chocolate. I've already had a piece today.
That's great. I'm going to have one once we're done here. Sounds good. So we are going to take a break shortly, but I thought before we did, can you give your contact information to our listener one more time, Brigitte?
Surely.
Let them know about the app too.
I have 13 books, including the Home Reference to Holistic Health and Healing. I have many DVDs and a phone app for iPhone called iPlant. And you can find all of what I do at BrigitteMars.com, BrigitteMars.com.
That's awesome. And tell me again, what does this iPlant do? I love the name. I think it's a great idea. What exactly can we expect with iPlant?
So let's say you have a plant in your yard, like dandelion, and you were thinking of spraying it. Well, you could look on iPlant and say, really? I can eat dandelion leaves. I can eat the flowers. They're high in lutein. It's going to help my vision. I could even dig up the roots and not buy some kind of polluting chemical that's going to pollute our ground, our air, our water table. And so it's 250 plants with everything you need to know about it. Can I make it into a body care product like a lotion or shampoo? Can I eat it? Is it safe for pregnant women? And what are some of the constituents of it? So iPlant, I was really happy to make that contribution to the world of herbs.
That's fantastic. And they can download it directly from the iTunes store or from your website?
Yes, from the phone app store, the app store. And it's only, I think, $2.99. I mean, it's a deal.
Yeah. That's a great deal to be able to use everything in your garden and everything that you see as you're walking around town and, you know, picking little herbs here and there. I love that idea. And I love incorporating it into products, too, that we can make at home and use for ourselves. That's really important. Well, thank you so much, Brigitte. We are going to go to a quick break right now. And when we return, I will share with you more about herbs and also my thoughts and reflections for the week. So stay tuned.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life, your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Yeah, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Brigitte Mars, world-renowned herbal medicine specialist. We're going to talk a little bit right out the gate about sexuality, about food and herbs for our sex life, because you know, I was a sex professor for a long time, and I think this is very important to many of us. Brigitte, what do you suggest for those of us who want to put that little oomph back in our bedroom?
Well, I think the first thing is to, you know, have a healthy relationship and good communication, because and sexual energy is extra energy. So if we're exhausted from work or not getting enough exercise or eating foods that make us tired, then one of the first things to go is our libido. So also, according to Asian medicine, having a healthy libido has a lot to do with having strong kidneys. And one way we can do that is by eating more black colored foods. And I don't mean black licorice. I mean things like black quinoa, wild rice, black chia seeds. And also nuts and seeds are actually the reproductive portion of the plant. So using more things like raw pumpkin seeds, raw sunflower seeds, almonds, walnuts are all good for libido. And then, you know, anything you want to be good at, you need to keep putting energy into it. If you were a lawyer or a physician or a nutritionist, you would still learn about it. So what makes us think that, you know, because we've been sexually active for a number of years, that there's not more to learn? Think about taking a tantric workshop with your partner, or a class in couples massage, or partner yoga, and find ways to weave your lives together. And it's normal for our libido to change, especially if we're not trying to make a baby. So finding ways to enhance quality rather than quantity is really
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you. I think that we can all take a little bit from that and be more present and connected. My next question for you, I'm getting on because there's so many things I want to ask you, and I only have like 15 minutes left or maybe less, is oils. Essential oils are really big right now. There's a lot of stuff about essential oils for health. And some people question essential oils versus aromatherapy. Can you just clarify what the difference is and how one would use those?
Well, aromatherapy is the art of using essential oils for healing body, mind, and spirit. So, but a lot of things are called aromatherapy, and they might even be made with synthetic fragrances. So to really do aromatherapy right, you want to use pure essential oils, not just, you know, some roses stuck in some, you know, canola oil that, or some synthetic fragrance added to some oil. So pure essential oils are usually steam distilled or pressed, or there's a few other processes like called an enfleurage. But basically, you want to use pure essential oils, and you want to use good quality essential oils, not synthetic fragrances. But we do know that essential oils are liposoluble, meaning they are absorbed through fatty tissues in our body. So, for example, adding a few drops of essential oil to the bath, you're going to have some of those properties of the plant in your bloodstream up to several hours later. And, you know, since we're talking about mental health, Kelly,
yes.
Smelling something is a really great way to change what's going on with our brain. So, for example, we might be at the mall freaking out. It's too crowded. It's too noisy. We lost our friends. And I'm freaking out. And then you open up a bottle of, say, lavender essential oil, and you take 10 deep inhalations, maybe 5 on each nostril. And all of a sudden, you've opened up a different neural pathway. Our nasal cavities are in very close proximity to our brain. So when we smell something, instead of freaking out, you could be going down the lavender pathway, and that's really quite pleasant. So
I love lavender essential oil. It's great for anxiety. It's incredibly calming. I recommend that everybody has some good quality lavender on hand for when they feel stressed.
Absolutely. And, you know, the important thing is that you like the essential oil, but make sure you're getting pure essential oil. You should store them away from light and heat. You don't want to put most essential oils directly on your skin because they can burn. About the only two that can be applied directly on your skin for most people is lavender and tea tree. Otherwise, they're really best diluted in some type of carrier oil like olive oil or coconut oil.
Yes, good to know, people. Don't go dumping oils on your skin unless you're diluting them. And definitely do a test patch, right, with the oil that's diluted on your skin before you go towards just lathering it all over yourself, because you could have a rash or a sensitive reaction to it.
And don't ingest them until you've really studied and know that most kinds you can ingest, and the ones that you can have to be used in very minuscule amounts. So that's something you want to study up before you put them in your body.
Excellent. Always do your research. You know, we have this wealth of information at our fingertips. So use it, or, you know, get one of Brigitte's books and start really going deeper into the properties of all of these different herbs and oils and foods. Brigitte, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And also let all of my Denver and Boulder, Colorado people know that Brigitte has got a ton of events going on in our area. And this could be something that really would be fun. Herb walks, for example, in Boulder, where you can identify local plants for their edible and medicinal properties, May 30th and June 20th. Lectures at the Colorado Free University on May 31st, Healing with Herbs. And I'm sure they can find all of these on your website. Right?
Absolutely. And it's constantly morphing. So it changes all the time. But I am committed to, like you, Dr. Kelly, making a positive difference while I'm here. And I know we could see all kinds of things that are wrong with the world. But like, what can we do? We can all do something to make it a little better.
Absolutely. And that little bit really does help, because so much of the joy and meaning of life comes in the little things that really just that one thing of putting something healthy in your body or helping somebody else. Here, try this lavender oil. It might make you feel better. Those little things can really improve our quality of life. And so every small thing that you do for yourself or someone else where you're present and considering your wellness really can have a massive ripple effect on the world. You don't have to carry the weight of the whole world on your shoulders. You just have to do your best for yourself.
And
yay, I know. Woohoo. All right. I just wanted to close the show by, first of all, just dedicating this show to the moms out there. It's Mother's Day this weekend. And if you're lucky enough to still have your mother in your life, because life is such a blessing, please call her, love her, give her flowers, give her, you know, a healthy hemp seed cookbook, or help her, you know, use this information maybe to help your mom find wellness and discover some new things. And then, in addition, I love you, mom. I want to thank my mom too for how amazing she's been and how supportive she's been in my life getting to this point, giving me confidence and support and love. And then I also want to dedicate the show to Hydra. Hydra is our puppy, and she's 14 years old, and she won't be with us for much longer. She has bladder cancer, and we are doing everything we can to keep her comfortable and happy during her final days. But I am so inspired by her and her strength and her beautiful energy and childlike spirit. And so I just want to give so much love to Hydra and all the animals out there and all the moms out there. And, you know, I really want to thank you, Brigitte. You have been such an amazing guest. And I want to thank everyone who has tuned in to the premiere of Lucid Planet Radio. I have had the most wonderful time. This is so much fun for me. And I hope that you will continue to join me every Wednesday. I go on at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, 3 Mountain Time in my hometown, Denver, and 2 o'clock Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ 1230. And next week, I will have my mentor and my greatest inspiration in my life right now, Jimmy Ohm, and he will be here to talk about meditation and self-healing. So I just want to say to everyone, have a wonderful week, and I will see you back here next time. Light and love. Take care.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.